We're in injury time at the end of this League of Ireland First Division match, and the points will be going down to Limerick because Treaty United now lead by 2-0. They've doubled their lead here. Mark Byrne on 88 minutes, sealing the 3 points and finally killing up any hopes Harps had of taking anything from this match. There will be 4 minutes of injury time at the end of this one, and we've already played at least a minute of that. Match referee Ryan Maher has a wee look at his watch as Treaty make another substitution. Connor Wilson has been introduced, and you got to give the Limerick side credit there. A dogged outfit, big strong physical team. They got themselves in front on 6 minutes through Robbie Lynch, and really and truly Harps never really recovered from that early sucker punch. They played in fits and starts in the first half, much better in the second half, played well at times, but looking down through my notes, didn't really create too many chances of any significance, of any note. And to be honest, it was Treaty who had the best moments of the second half in front of goal. How they didn't score a second goal on 67 minutes when the Harps goalkeeper David Azaye totally misjudged the cross. He just went to claim the ball out of the air, but the ball went through his hands and it dropped to two Treaty players at the back post. They seemed to get in each other's way. One of them turned it up and over the crossbar, and that chance went to begging. But that goal from Mark Byrne on 88 minutes, which sealed the deal, a real quality effort. He got the ball way out on the left hand side. He's a tricky winger, two-footed, got on his right foot, and just bent the ball across the face of the Harps goalkeeper Isaiah and into the far corner. Brilliant finish, brilliant goal, and real worthy of sealing the victory here tonight. So it's been a disappointing night overall then for Harps, and just looking at the latest scores elsewhere in the League of Ireland First Division, it looks like the leaders Dundalk are going to drop more points tonight. They're 0-0 away to Athlone Town. That game is in injury time. Cove Ramblers have come from behind to lead against Bray Wanderers. They lead by 2-1. They're still playing in that game. And Kerry are leading 1-0 at UCD. In the Premier Division, it's been another night of much significance and many talking points. Derry City leading Shelburne in injury time by 2-0. Those goals from Michael Duffy and from Liam Boyce. Sligo Rovers and Drogheda United 2-2 after 90 minutes. St. Pat's 2-0 up on Galway United. Cork City and Shamrock Rovers 1-1, and Bowes 1 Waterford FC 2. Waterford, remember, beat Derry City last weekend, and it looks like they're going to take another 3 points tonight. That's two games in after they departed company with their manager. Harps are forcing another chance in the late stages of this game, but that one again goes a begging. So as it stands, St. Pat's will be the new leaders in the Premier Division tonight, just a point clear of Drogheda United, and then just a point further clear of Shamrock Rovers and Galway United and Derry City, who are on 20 points in joint third position, just 2 points off the lead. It's really tight at the top end of the Premier Division table, and by the way things are going, that's the way it's going to continue throughout the season. Last seconds of this one here then at Finn Park. Next week Harps are back in action here in Balbuffet at home to Athlone Town. In the Premier Division there will be games on this coming bank holiday Monday, and Derry City will be back in action on Monday. They have a home fixture against, let me just check to make sure, it's against St. Pat's on Monday, and that game is at 7:45. So Derry City will be delighted to have bounced back following that defeat to Waterford last weekend. The same, unfortunately, Aidan, can't be said for Harps, who despite their best efforts tonight just haven't really been able to deal with the challenge of Treaty SC, and they're going to fall to a first home defeat under recently appointed manager Kevin McHugh. So as the second continue to kick down, Aidan, or to tick down, we'll head back to the studio at the end of what's been a rather disappointing encounter as far as Harps is concerned. With seconds remaining, it's Harps 0, Treaty United 2.